Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Monday afternoon, Fred is in the house here this afternoon.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Sue Thomas. Ethan had to go off to some sports-related duties, so he ditched out on us. We'll have Cusimano a little later in the hour. We do have Sue's News coming up as well. In the next hour, Dave Simons. So there was a real interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal today that said why we could use a long bear market. That's kind of like the opposite instinct that you would have if you're saving money, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, kinda like, it is.
But we're going to tap into Dave and see what he says about that. Then Joe Arnold's going to be with us in the 5 o'clock hour. Joe is the one that brought me and Scott Jennings together because they are lifelong friends. And Joe used to work at WHAS in Louisville. And truth be known, he helped Jennings sort of ghostwrite part of this book earlier this year. It was a little top secret at the time. But Joe interviewed Scott for his syndicated radio show. He actually was the host, and Jennings was kind of the person being interviewed about the book. You'll hear that tonight at 8 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk because we air Jennings' one-hour Salem show at that time. And if you missed his interview with me, it was on in the last hour at 3:20, and we had a great conversation. So we still got plenty to come. We got Cusimano coming up later this hour. It's a pretty good sports weekend overall. The Tigers look pretty good against South. Who'd they play the other night? They didn't play South Carolina. I was confusing that with Texas A&M. They played, Fred, why am I drawing a blank? It was Mississippi State, yeah. I had the other team in my brain because did you see South Carolina and A&M?
Yeah.
I think South Carolina was up on A&M 27-3, I think, at one point, or 20-3. And you just kind of knew in the second half that A&M would come back. And I'm in the deer stand by the time that game is wrapping up, and I'm getting text messages because apparently A&M fumbled, I think, late. And you know, they had a chance to even win it in the end. But Frank will have something to say about all kinds of sports. We have, I think, don't we have like a crappy Monday night game tonight?
Do we it is crappy. I looked it up and then I forgot what it was.
Yeah,
that's how
crappy it is, right? Let me look here.
Hey, the Steelers won, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Well, they won, but they got a deal. Aaron's hurt, right?
Yes, he hurt his hand. So that's not great.
No, probably not.
We'll have to see how that goes.
And thank you for asking about my fantasy team because Kenneth Gainwell from the Steelers did really, really well for me in my fantasy. Yeah, it's the Cowboys and the Raiders tonight. So they both suck. I mean, the Cowboys are 3-5-1. They tied that game against the Packers, and the Raiders are just awful. So, yeah,
They are awful. And Aaron Rodgers, it's a small fracture in his wrist. I'm thinking fast healing.
Yeah, that's maybe. Oh, hey, we'll talk to Frank about this, too. Prairie View, the powerhouse that they are in Division I basketball, takes on Mizzou. Mizzou's favored by 35.5 points. That'll be a nail-biter tonight. All right, so some people last week told me, hey, Mark, have you heard about the way that they're changing the Thanksgiving Day parade, which usually is on the morning of Thanksgiving? I said, no, I had not heard that. There is something different. It's going to take place. And I looked this up, and I think I referred to it, Sue, on Friday's show. You might remember.
You did, yeah.
They are changing it. We're going to get the lowdown here. Ken Mallon is the chair of holidays in St. Louis. Hello, Ken. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So what is the scoop on this? I had some people that were pushing back. They were disappointed. They said, look, we have this tradition. We go down in our jammies. That's what people do Thanksgiving morning. Now, my perspective has always been, I'm just being honest, I'm like, who the hell gets up on Thanksgiving morning and goes to a parade? And I've never seen a lot of people line the streets. So what's the scoop here?
Well, I think you may have hit the nail on the head there, Mark. This is our 41st year of our annual Thanksgiving parade. We decided over the last several years to change it up a little bit, and we decided to make it part of an all-day event that's going to be held this Saturday, November 22nd, in conjunction with Winterfest. So on Saturday, starting off at 7:30, if you're a runner, you can participate in the 5K. Starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right near City Hall, our parade is going to move from west to east down to Keener Plaza. Afterwards, there's free ice skating in Keener Plaza, children's programming, all leading up to the lighting up of the Salvation Army Christmas tree right around 6:30, and fireworks at 7. So the big scoop on this is we made the move in order to become part of an all-day event at Keener Plaza to kick off the holidays.
Is it going to be an adjustment, though, for those people who had this as a tradition on Thanksgiving morning? And do you think you're getting the word out to them?
Well, we made our public announcement the first week of August, and it was picked up by a number of the news media and press as well.
Except for me. Apparently, I wasn't paying attention.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. We've also been out in social media over the last 30 days.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is we have over 120 units in the parade that the St. Louis Food Bank is our charity partner. There's 12 floats, 10 bands. Noah Nisnik, who's a member of the Savannah Bananas, is our honorary grand marshal. He went to Vienna High School.
Oh,
we
nice.
We also have balloons and everything else. So it's going to be a super parade on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I was curious about Noah as the grand marshal. I did not know that there was that local connection, but the Savannah Bananas obviously are huge. So that will be a lot of fun. All right. So if people need to find all the details that you sort of listed out here, is the best place to go to the Facebook site, or is there a website also?
There's two websites that you could look at. I would go to the holidaysinstlouis.org website for information, or I would go to the Winterfest website, which is part of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation. Both of those have information. And if you can't find it there, the last one to check is Celebrate St. Louis.
Okay.
These websites all have information not only about the day's activities, where to park. And the best part about it is it's all free.
Now, was it a tough negotiation with Santa on moving the dates? Santa's pretty busy dude at this time of year. Did you have to work that out with his agent, Ken?
It's a good question.
It is a good question.
That's a very good question. Not only were we had to negotiate with Santa, but we also had to negotiate with Mrs. Claus.
Of course.
And the reindeer.
Yes.
So
yes.
We were able to secure them, and we've got our fingers crossed that both will make an appearance right around 3:45 at Keener Plaza on Saturday.
Yeah, so the timing with the change of clocks, which Sue and I hate because now we leave the station and it's pitch black, but that actually helps with this event and the 2 p.m. step-off time for the parade because then it gets dark and you can do all the lighting stuff, right?
Absolutely, and there's another good reason for this. And most people go to the Guns and Hoses event, which is the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. So part of what we were thinking about is that the men and women who serve us in the fire, in the police, EMS, and other city services really need to be able to enjoy Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, with their family. By moving this parade back to Saturday, we give them that opportunity, and we have a chance to say thank you by giving them that day off.
All right, Ken. Well, good explanation. I appreciate you coming on here this afternoon. We'll try to plug it a little bit at the end of the week as well, just to let people know what's going on.
Mark, thank you very much.
All right, take care. Now, look, the person who told me about this, and I had a couple of people, they're pissed, right? But I understand why they're doing it. And here's the other thing, like I said at the beginning, Fred, the parade route wasn't exactly packed on Thanksgiving morning downtown. I mean, I think it was a unique group of people that did it as maybe a tradition. But I was always like, really? Who's getting up? You're doing things with your family on Thanksgiving morning. You're getting the stuffing ready. Right, Sue?
That's what I'm doing.
Well, right, exactly. So I understand this. It's just going to be a new tradition and try to get the word out to people. And I do think it's cool that they're doing it with the lighting ceremony.
Yeah, it's fun that they're going to do a whole bunch of stuff, one right after the other.
I guess I didn't know you could. Could you ice skate right now at Keener Plaza? Do they have that all set to go?
I don't know.
After it was 80 degrees on Saturday or something like that?
Gosh, ridiculous. For their sake, I hope it's not quite yet.
Yeah, no kidding. Sue's News is coming up next. I mentioned last week that I sat down for a lunch with Senator Brian Williams. He's running for St. Louis County Executive. It was a great meeting. Jane introduced me with Ed Rohde, who is a political figure here in St. Louis, used to work with Mayor Slay, and he's on the roundtable occasionally. But I bring it up because Senator Williams, if he becomes county executive, has big fiscal challenges ahead of him. And, you know, the council is in that position right now with an $82 million shortfall. Mike Archer, and I don't know Mike, he's one of the newer members on the county council, but they're looking to, you know, they have to look at police and the health department budgets and try to avoid a tax increase, I think, is the main goal here. But we'll have him on at the bottom of the hour. We have Cusimano a little later this hour. Sue, are you ready on this Monday?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, I am too. Except I hit the wrong one. Sue, let me ask you another question here. Yeah, are you ready on this Monday?
I am.
I was not, but I am now.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Fred, do you have the bell? Can you bell for
me? He will.
He
does now.
Thank you.
He does now.
Okay, this sounds really good to me, but I didn't have time to do it today. It's National Homemade Bread Day.
Oh. Yeah, I like that.
Man, and you do that, it takes forever with the rising and whatnot. Where's the bell, Fred? What's happening? Thank you.
Marie makes homemade bread all the time.
Oh.
But it's always, like, given out to neighbors and things like that. It's hard for me to get any of it.
I find that Mike will just say, is this bread shared? Is this going to be shared? And I find if I make two loaves, everybody's happy.
Can I ask a question? As someone who's never made bread before, like, how difficult is the process?
It's not difficult, but you have to have, dare I say it, patience.
Well, I'm out.
You just have to let it rise and then punch it down, and it'll take 45 minutes, depending on what, for the first rise and punch it. You've watched Great British
Bake
Show.
Now, you've lost me already. It's too hard. I won't do it.
All right. No. Never mind.
Do it with a bread machine.
Well, I would cheat anyway, Fred, yes. Yeah. You, by the way, you have a lot of grievances with your wife. You know that? Do we need to get in with some, you know, negotiation or some mediation or anything like that?
No.
She's just generous with the neighbors.
But she doesn't listen, does she, Fred? Because you throw her under the bus a lot, I think.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
It's also National Take a Hike Day and National Baklava Day. Now, baklava, you know, back when they had the Greek festival and they'd make the media rounds and they'd drop off some of that stuff, and it's really good, but it's interesting to me. I think all those Greek desserts are kind of the same thing, just in different forms, like the honey and the nuts and the baklava, which is great, but then they make the haystacks, and it seems like the same stuff, only in a different form, looks like a haystack. Anybody?
I've never been a baklava fan.
I am, occasionally, but there is a difference between good and bad, yeah.
Yeah. On this day in history, this does have music. In 1971, the Faces album, A Nod is as Good as a Wink to a Blind Horse, was released. That's the one with this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a great song this is.
So
it used to be a bump on the Mark Reardon Show before they stole my bumper music away. Yeah, really good stuff. I like that as a song today, Sue.
That bad, huh? 1971. And that, of course, is Stay With Me. Rod Stewart singing there. Oh, no.
I had to pot it up again.
I get it.
Good guitar
my
parts.
My favorite here. From today is this one. And it's 46 years ago today. It's in 1979. Lionel Richie wrote this song, and the Commodores hit number one with it. Still.
Oh. Big adult contemporary hit, right? And this is before he did his solo stuff with the Commodores, right? Big hit 19, what did you say, 79?
Yep.
Baby, morning's just a moment.
It's not exactly Brick House, but, no. You know.
But I'll tell you what. It went to number one. Lionel Richie and the Commodores might be one of my favorite things. I mean, think about Easy. Think about all the stuff they did together. But this one was just before the 80s hit. Still. Oh, he's so good.
I kind of grew to like him quite a bit. We've given up on American Idol now, but up until a couple years ago, I watched it and I always thought Lionel was pretty good.
Was he? Because I quit watching a while ago.
But I mean,
think he's a nice guy.
But when he put that album out, that first solo record, that was that 82 or that was ginormously big hit.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And then we've talked about this in Sue's News before, the Dolly Parton 9 to 5 song. Okay, but it was 45 years ago in 1980. That Dolly Parton song 9 to 5 was released as a single, and it was featured on her album 9 to 5 and Odd Jobs. Now, are you already playing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was I not supposed to?
No, that's good.
Okay.
But we missed the beginning where in the random factory found out that it was her doing her fingernails together.
Okay, right here?
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Hold on. Coming up for the typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's her fingernails.
I like that. Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is. I do remember that. I think you shared that before.
Yeah, it was a random fact of the day. And the official movie soundtrack album was released shortly after. It came out on December 8th, but this single was released. Now, I remember seeing that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, vividly. And the garage door opener where Mr. Hart went up, and that's how they kept him.
See, this is one that I don't think I've ever gone back and watched, though, since
the
80s.
Well, I remember that because I was a kid and I thought that was funny. And then, on this day in history 22 years ago, it was 2003, but it's been 22 years before Arnold was inaugurated as governor of California.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, too,
isn't
when you think
it?
About it. I can't believe it was that long ago.
And now we got Gavin Newsom, and it's a little different. Yeah. But that much of a change in just 22 years, I don't know. It's kind of hardcore.
A lot has happened in those 22 years. A lot of migrants have crossed into California in those last 22 years.
Yes, they have. Fred, are you going to be with us on the 24th? You're out
like
all next
you're
week.
Killing him or something like that. He'll still be here.
Oh,
you mean
no,
on the show?
I think he's got vacation.
You're not here next week at all.
No.
Right.
Right. So you I won't lied. Be at on, Ellen,
okay. I'll miss the live remote on Monday.
Yeah, I lied about that. You won't be there.
I don't really care for that. I just want to throw that out there. All right, there is, here's another AI issue that's coming up now as holiday shopping kicks into gear. Okay. Foul-mouthed AI toys could be a big issue
Hell
this Christmas.
Yeah, I'm in.
It's the first year. A ton of popular toys will actually have built-in AI features. And there's a nonprofit called Public Interest Research Group, and it's released its 40th annual Trouble in Toyland report. And in the past, they've focused on things like choking hazards. But they say AI is emerging as a new threat to look out for. They tested a bunch of toys that use AI to have full-on conversations with kids. And some of the conversations were not PG. Mm. Quote, we found some of these toys will talk in depth about sexually explicit topics and will offer advice on where a child may find matches or knives and may act dismayed when kids say they have to leave.
I mean,
and,
What?
I don't know how. So here's what I wonder. What were they saying to these things? That it made them
to
say,
train them, yeah, to train them to do it. That's a very good question. I don't know.
What were the testers saying to get them to say this stuff?
Right.
Like, are you just saying, hi, Freddy, and then they launch into something? or do you have to ask them specific questions that would make them say something? I don't know. In other words, there's no way to tell what an AI toy might talk about. And it might even pressure your kid into keep playing even when they say they're done.
Wow.
I mean...
Yeah, that's weird.
Right? It is weird. And one toy they tested even recorded for 10 extra seconds after the kids stopped talking. So there could be privacy issues. And they didn't say, okay, well, here are the specific products to avoid. They just said, be careful with AI toys in general.
Yeah, well... I mean, we're going to have a lot of this from now on. You probably could have someone that nefariously says, ha, 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 I want to do something, right? Or
right.
It could be something maybe more innocent. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that comes up, but it...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not good. And I'm sure people will test them and see what they will say. All right, we've got the list for the top male dogs for 2025. Guess what number one is? Well, wait. Well, I already gave it away. Guess what number one is, Mark Reardon?
The number one the type breed? Of dog?
Nope. Top male dog names for 2025.
Oh, gosh. Well, my former dog was Duke. That seems to be a popular. My current dog is Max. Am I
that
hitting
is
the...
it?
Is it really?
Oh, wow. That... Give me the bell, Fred, will you? Max is the number one top male dog name for 2025.
That's interesting. So, you know, when we got the puppy, his name was Ozzy at the Humane Society. I kind of liked that. Becky kind of liked it. Yeah. Alexa, because it was like her pup, she overruled us. And I had a cat named Max. Now, truth be told, and you guys, the audience will make fun of me, and you can do that. I get made fun of all the time. When I got my cat, it was in the 80s. I was in school still, and I was super into Bruce Springsteen. Well, I didn't want to name the cat Bruce.
Getting a little on the nose.
So I'm going through, I'm like, Clarence, I don't think that works. Max Weinberg is the drummer. Max! So that's how I came up with the cat name originally.
Well, I get it, but listen to this. Guess what the top female dog name is, Fred?
Luna.
That is correct!
Is it really? That's
interesting. So you two have both the top male and top female dog names of 2025.
So we got to get them together.
But Max does not surprise me because that's kind of a common name. But Luna does surprise me as a dog's name, as being that popular.
It's popular for a cat, too. I think it's the number one cat name as well.
Really?
Wow, it's very interesting. I have nothing in the top 10. I just have a George, I'm sorry, a Lulu and an Oscar.
So there's a new show that I just started watching, actually this morning, and Paul talked about it. Claire Danes is in it. I can't even remember the damn name of the show
right
now.
Watch the time.
Okay, but here's what I'll tell you, just real quick. There's a dog named Steve, and I just love that.
Okay, that's awesome.
All right, go.
25% of hazelnuts in the world are used to make Nutella.
There's your random fact. All right, thank you, Sue. I don't know that it was the best NFL weekend. We'll talk about football. It was a pretty good game from Mizzou, though, the other night against Mississippi State. Frank Cusimano is going to join us with some insights here in about 15 minutes. In the next hour, we're going to talk here a little bit about money in St. Louis County, but let's talk about maybe money in Wall Street right now. And there was a piece that I found in the Wall Street Journal that said why we could use a long bear market. I don't think I agree with that, but there is a little bit of reasoning there. And Dave Simons, who always weighs in on these financial issues, will be with us after the top of the hour. Scott Jennings' new book is out tomorrow, and it's very exciting because he's a good friend and he has risen to the top of the media world. The book is called Shutdown. No, it's not. It's called A Revolution of Common Sense. Shutdown was Peter Zane. A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Now, his radio show today was actually pre-recorded on the Salem Radio Network. We air that show at 8 p.m. on weeknights, and tonight he'll actually be, Scott will be interviewed by our mutual friend Joe Arnold. Joe's one of Scott's closest friends. I've known Joe for 30-plus years, and Joe's going to join us at the bottom of the hour with some insight on the book that he helped kind of put together a little bit and his interview with Mr. Jennings. So I mentioned last week I sat down with Brian Williams, who is a state senator, very impressive. I didn't know him. I'd only met him one time before in the Capitol briefly, but Jane and Ed Rohde, who's another political type guy, and I sat down with Senator Williams. I just kind of, it was a get to know you session. And, you know, we talked a little bit about what he might be facing if he is county executive. That race doesn't take place until next year, but we've seen this coming. We know that there's a big hole in the budget. There was another piece in our local paper about this today, and we're joined right now by Mike Archer, who's a St. Louis County Councilman, one of the newer members of the council. Hello, Mike. How are you this afternoon?
Doing real well, Mark, and thank you for having me on.
So what are, before we get to some of the answers here, let's talk about what the issues are and how, you know, the county is dealing with the budget shortfall right now, and then we can get to some of the answers. But we're looking at the number is like $82 million. So how do we come up with that?
Well, how we come up with that figure is how much is budgeted for all the departments of St. Louis County and how much that we have to spend. And that is where we come up with a shortfall, because the proposed budget that Sam Page sent down and the amount of money we have for that budget is short by about $82 million.
Right.
And please keep in mind that the St. Louis County Council determines the budget and all the appropriations. This is the only bill that Sam Page cannot veto. So whatever appropriations, whatever appropriations that we give, they have to live with it. And each count, and just to give you a little procedure here, we're doing Chairwoman Retta Days is doing it a little bit differently this year. I just met with the prosecuting attorney's office, and I am the liaison for the prosecuting attorney's office. So each one of us have different departments in which we're the liaison, and we become the subject matter experts. I spent 18 years in the prosecuting attorney's office under Westfall and McCullough, so it was natural that I got that office.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's one of those situations of where that we have gotten familiarity. Councilman Mark Harder has the police department, and then Councilwoman Shalonda Webb has the health department. Those are the two major ones that we're looking at, and I had a conversation with the chief of staff and Melissa Price Smith this afternoon about how much that we need to cut out of their budgets. It's not what do you want and what can we give you. It's we need to cut some.
So the number, let me go over the numbers just a little bit, and you tell me if these are accurate. So the way that this was described in the local paper, the general fund budget, $466 million. That covers police, jail, and other functions, and that is projected at this point to be $61 million in the red, so, you know, spending more than it collects next year. And then the $91 million health fund covers the medical clinics. That faces a $20 million deficit. That's roughly the numbers that we're looking at right now in those departments, right?
That's correct.
So why not? Because I know that Sam Page has pitched this before, but there's a bunch of money sitting out there from the Rams settlement. That seems to be off the table. Why?
It is off the table because that's a one-shot fix. What are we going to do next year? And we need to use that, and Councilwoman Gretchen Bangert said that we need to use that for legacy projects. And you know, things that give us a return on our investment. Paying the bills right now does not give us a return on our investment on that Rams money. That's like getting another credit card to get deeper into debt,
right? Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
No, I think you're right about that. Yeah.
So that, you know, that's the sort of logic that would perpetually keep us in debt and make us go bankrupt in a couple of years. And we need to tighten the belt now. And we're talking about some serious spending cuts. And we have to do that without the degradation of services to the St. Louis County residents. Go ahead.
Well, what I would say, Councilman, is that, we do. But the other way to do this, as you know, is to raise taxes, which we don't really want. But you mentioned Councilwoman Banger, and she said something about perhaps a sales tax on internet purchases. So is a tax increase or getting creative somehow with increasing taxes, is that off the table in your mind?
Okay, Mark, as you well know, I can't speak for the council. I can give you my personal opinion. I think that use tax that Councilwoman Banger talked about is very much on the table, okay, as far as I'm concerned. And it's on the table for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a fairness issue. The brick and mortar stores have to pay taxes. Internets do not. So it's a fairness issue that it puts them on an even playing field. And I know that Chesterfield passed, the city of Ladue did not pass in terms of municipalities. Now, this would only be an unincorporated St. Louis County. But, you know, the projections that we've seen from the Municipal League is that in a couple of years that a use tax may net us $45 to $50 million. So I mean, it's definitely on the table, Mark.
So what did you said something that confused me. You said it's only for unincorporated St. Louis County or incorporated? That you lost me there.
Okay, it is for unincorporated St. Louis County.
Why is that?
Just because the way that our governmental structure is set up, we can't impose that in, like in Chesterfield.
Okay. I got you. Because then you'd be doubling up.
Right.
Right. Okay. But you're saying that the potential revenue from that could be in the neighborhood of $50 million a year.
That is what we're getting from the Municipal League. I want to see some other studies, but, you know, any amount of tax that we bring in to offset some of these cuts that we may have to, that we are going to make, I think is going to have to help. It would help us. It would help us. And this is Mike speaking, not the council.
I get it. I get it. But you guys, obviously, you mentioned Councilman Harder. There's a lot of people that are working on this right now to come up with some answers. And, you know, it is an interesting dynamic now, Mike, as you're a new member, although the person you replaced, I'm not so sure he was a Republican. But look, you have Democrats on this council that you and Mark Harder are able to work with on a regular basis, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a coalition of six here, and it's three Democrats and three Republicans. And you know, Mark, you'll see a lot of those votes go 6-1. And it's a situation of where, you know, all of our issues are basically nonpartisan, Mark. And you know, one of my Republican colleagues was saying, how can you work with the Democrats? And I said, well, number one, we have to. But how did you get here today? And they said, well, we came 141. And I said, did you hit a pothole? And they said, yeah. And I said, was that a Democrat pothole or was that a Republican pothole?
And well, to your point, and this is, you know,
kind of looked at me.
Yeah,
that's
a great analogy. And look, this is one of the things that we talked about when I don't know if you know Senator Williams, but this probably in theory should even be a nonpartisan type of election, because this is about services. This isn't about hanging flags to protest Israel and all this other nonsense that sometimes gets at the, you know, center of politics. Certainly it happens far too much in the city. But you're talking about how those of us in St. Louis County, I'm one of those people in unincorporated St. Louis County, gets their services and how much they have to pay for services.
Right. Right. And you don't care if a Republican or a Democrat solves your problem or fixes your streets. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
And like you said, these are nonpartisan issues.
Well, keep us posted on this. Obviously, this is going to be one of the big issues moving forward, and I'd like to know where you guys settle. But more discussions, and then what's a deadline here for making decisions on these budget issues?
December 31st.
Okay, so it's coming quick.
And it's coming quick. And the other thing is that we've already passed some of the budget bills, which were small and not a problem, and now we've got basically our problem. Our problems left, like with the health department, not necessarily problems, but the ones that require more work.
Yeah, tougher
like
issues.
The health department and the police.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Councilman Mike Archer, thank you so much. Keep us posted. Mr. Frank Cusimano with us on a Monday afternoon from KSDK. Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Doing well. Hope you're doing well, Mark.
I am, but you know, I've professed my love for the NFL many, many times, and then I look at the game for tonight, and I'm like, I have no interest whatsoever. The Cowboys and the Raiders. Blech. Blech. Give me a better game. Can you arrange something different tonight? Mizzou plays, though, don't they, in basketball?
Yeah, I don't think they're playing like UCLA and John Wood.
Prairie State. Prairie State. I don't even know if that one's on TV. But let's talk about Mizzou football, because I was out of the deer stand since I failed to shoot anything on Saturday, and I was able to watch pretty much the whole game. Look, the Tigers got it done. And even though Mississippi State's not one of the powerhouses in the SEC, it's still a challenge when you have a conference game. I mean, did you see that A&M game? They got lucky to get out of there with the skin of their teeth. But now we got a road trip to Oklahoma, and that's not going to be quite as easy, is it?
No, Oklahoma looked good in their huge victory at Alabama. Their offense isn't very good. And I tell you, Mark, if you look at the numbers, Alabama had almost 200 yards more, like 400 yards of total offense as opposed to 200. But Oklahoma can really play defense. And you know that all they're going to think about this weekend is stopping Ahmad Hardy. But they better be careful, because a fellow by the name of Bo Prabula could actually be on the field for Mizzou.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the video on Saturday of him actually running sprints on the field was pretty impressive. And I think that he's going to be on the injury chart as questionable all week. And who knows, it could be a game time decision.
That's crazy. I did not know that. But let's talk about Ahmad Hardy. Oh, my gosh. What a game. And I can't believe he didn't break the record. He came damn close, though, didn't he?
Yeah, 300 yards. The record is Devin West at 317. But it was 25 carries. And now, Mark, he's back on top of the leading rusher in the country. I think he's at 1349. It's like 33 yards more. I'm not sure if he's going to be a first-team All-American, because that'll be Jeremiah Love, the pride of CBC and Notre Dame. But I think he's got to be. I mean, if you lead the country in scoring from the nation's best conference, you've got to be a second-team or third-team All-American.
Well, let's talk about the coaching carousel a little bit. Some of this got settled today, and you kind of saw it coming. There were reports that James Franklin might go to Virginia Tech. That, in fact, happened. We've heard Coach Drink's name mentioned with Penn State, maybe, and some of these other programs. What are you hearing? You said something on Friday, and I heard some of this when I was in mid-Missouri with some of the peeps in the know that I know, saying Coach Drink's kind of telling people he's not going anywhere. But, you know, agents at work and dollar signs, that changes minds sometimes.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Mark, because he told the ESPN broadcaster, Tom Hart, not on camera, that he did not think that Fortune 500 companies were supporting Mizzou. Actually, there are some, like Edward Jones, to name one, that does support Mizzou. But maybe the scare tactic of, hey, there are a lot of schools after me, and we don't have enough Fortune 500. Maybe it's just a strategy by him to get more money to buy players, and he has no intention of leaving. I got to say this. I talked to a former board of curator today, and he said, do you think that Penn State would be that excited if they trot out Eli Drinkwitz at that press conference?
I don't.
Do you think LSU would be really thrilled to hire Eli Drinkwitz? So, you know, there's a lot of schools where he's on the list, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be offered the job. And in the end, I still think, you know, the wife and the kids have something to do with it. If they bump up NIL money, you know, it's a great situation.
He is happy in Columbia, okay? And that matters, and the family situation matters. But there's no doubt he's sending messages about NIL because it's the reality of where we are with this game right now.
You're right. It's about the ability to retain your players with a lot of money and then buy some more players. Mark, let me tell you something. Indiana may win the national championship. I wouldn't bet on it, but they're one of the three best teams in the country as we speak. They have Mendoza at quarterback. Mizzou was ever so close to getting him, but at the end he chose Indiana. So that's how close this is. And I mean, who knows? It may have just been about dollars because I understand Indiana spends a lot of money NIL-wise.
And I kind of forgot that he was a name that was in the mix.
Yeah,
that's right. Wow. How about the Blues? Because they leave for a road trip right now. Did they win on Saturday? I know that they had back-to-back games, right?
No, they lost again. Ugh. It was terrible. Mark, they only have points than one more team. And they only have points than more points than one team in the National Hockey League. They're about to go on a 5-game, 9-day road trip beginning in Toronto tomorrow night. The good news is Jake Neighbors is back. And I don't know if he's going to play Tuesday, but he's going to play on this road trip. But here's the crazy news. Mark, they've only played 19 games. He has missed 11 of them, and he still has a share of the lead for most goals scored by the Blues. That gives you an idea of how inept this offense has been, along with the defense.
So, you know, and I said this weeks ago, and I'm not making a case for anyone to lose their job, but it just typically when you have starts like this, the coaches get fired early in the season.
Typically, but not this coach. He just signed a 5-year contract, and he has one of the better winning percentages like in recent NHL history. So, yeah, he's not going anywhere. This one's on the players, and if you also want to place some blame on the GM, he's the one that signed Pavel Buchnevich to that long-term contract, and he banked on Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou getting better, and right now those guys are all off to rough starts.
Anything bubbling underneath the surface in the Cardinals' world in Major League Baseball?
No, I just think like the GM meetings, you know, that's like building up rapport. It's like the early stages of dating, laying the groundwork for potential trade. And, you know, look, Mark, if you want to get somebody good back for that rotation, like a guy that you can control for a couple of years, you're going to have to trade Brendan Donovan. Because with the exception of Alec Burleson, he's the only guy that you can trade that you can get somebody quality back.
Yep.
You can't trade Jordan Walker. You can't trade Nolan Gorman. You can't trade most of these guys. And you won't trade Mason Wynn either.
Frank Cusumano, great to catch up. We'll do it Friday. Notice I didn't bring up the Chiefs because I think we just need to kind of move on from there right now. That was tough. They're going to have a rough season, unfortunately.
Yep.
It was bound to happen soon enough. Thank you, Frank.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.